Welcome to the third episode where we're going to look at different types of coastal management. In this episode we will cover soft engineering and hard engineering. Soft engineering is a form of management that works along the natural processes. It's unobtrusive and tries not to harm the environment. Hard engineering is a method which involves major construction and a lot of money to solve the problems that the coast causes. Types of soft engineering that you have are beach replenishment, cliff regrading and managed retreat. Beach replenishment looks at replacing the sand on the beach, and it can be quite expensive. It costs around about £5,000 per 100 metres. In terms of the good things about it, it looks natural, provides a beach for tourists. Beach is a natural defence and it's the best way of absorbing the power of the waves, and it's fairly cheap as a way of protecting the land behind it. In terms of its disadvantages, bad weather can considerably reduce the size of the beach through eroding the material. It causes disruptions for homeowners. You've got the noise from the trucks bringing the sand to the beach. Also, you've got constant maintenance, so that's all going on at the same time. It can affect the plants growing. So imagine if you've got sand dunes at the back, if you've got grasses growing, lorry comes along, puts sand on top of it. You've got animals' out habitats which are being damaged as well. The second one is cliff regrading, and that's just basically cutting back the cliff so it's got a bit more of an angle there to stop slumping. In terms of the good things, it can be covered with a mat that can encourage the plant growth. It can also be very natural and will encourage wildlife in the area, so that's a good thing about it. In terms of its disadvantages, it's not very effective if you do it on its own, and also if there are any houses or buildings close to the cliff edge, they'll have to be knocked down. The third way is managed retreat, which allows the sea to gradually flood the land, erode the cliffs, and to reclaim the land. The costs to this are obviously to the land, loss of farmland. The good advantages are that it creates a new habitat for animals. Also, it doesn't cost anything because you're doing nothing. The disadvantages and the bad side, obviously, there's going to be the stresses for the landowners who are losing their land, quite often agricultural land, so it's farmland that's going. Also, it's difficult to actually predict how much land's going to go and how fast, especially with rising sea levels today. Hard engineering includes offshore reefs, gabardons, groins, recurved seawalls and riprap. Offshore reefs are made up of big boulders or massive concrete blocks, and they're put out offshore. And what they do is they dissipate the waves and they take the energy out of them. They can cost as much as £2,000 per metre. There are two advantages with this method. First one is that the waves break offshore and they lose a lot of their energy. This in turn leads to the second advantage, where the sand and material gets deposited behind the reef. The two disadvantages are that it's very difficult to install, but they can also be moved or damaged by storms. Gabardons are the next type of hard management, and all they are is just wires filled with stones. They're the cheapest type of hard management and they cost only about £11 per metre. In terms of advantages, they're the cheapest type of hard management, and the rocky cages absorb the wave power. In terms of disadvantages, the wire cages can break easily and they need to be securely tied down in case they get dislodged. They're not as efficient as other forms of coastal defences. Groins are made up of wooden fences that go out into the sea at a 90-degree angle from the cliff. They normally cost around about £4,000 to £5,000 each. The three main advantages. The first one is the beach that builds up. It's going to attract tourists who will come to the area and spend money in and around the towns and city. Also, it's going to last for many years. The third one is the practical thing, that it stops longshore drift by allowing sand to build up on one side of the barrier that the fence creates. Recurved seawalls cost £3,000 per square metre, and they're made up of blocks of concrete that have been curved to allow the wave's power to be refracted back into the ocean. The advantages of seawalls are they last for years, people feel safe because they're very visible, they absorb and reflect a lot of the wave's energies. In terms of disadvantages, they're ugly, expensive, and can cause wave scouring if they're not placed properly. Riprap come in at a cost of £300 per metre, and all they are large rocks that are placed in front of the cliff. In terms of advantages, they last for years and years. They can be very cheap, depending on the rock type, of course, and also they manage to spread out the wave's energy. In terms of the downside, they're unattractive and ugly. They make the beach hard to get to for tourists. They're not very good in storms. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time when we look at Mapledon coastline and how it's being defended.